gospel, we see Sadducees attacking Jesus about the resurrection. And what is interesting that they find common enemy with Pharisees, Jesus Christ. And we see through the gospel that they get pretty united with them to fight against Jesus. In the first reading, we see those seven brothers killed because of faith. And how are they together united as a brothers? Not denying the faith. The unity is their strength, that they don't give up, they don't break through persecutions. It came to my mind comparison that we as a Catholic can be Pharisees and others, churches, Protestant, Baptist, Methodist, can be Sadducees. Like they don't acknowledge all our tradition and many other things. But the difference is that we are not united against our enemies. We are scattered. We are still afraid of each other and worried that somebody will convert to their faith or to our faith. And we stay weak. Now we are not allowed to pray in public places before the public events, games, in public schools. Can we do something? We say, no, it's stronger than what we can do. It's true, but we could do much more if you would be united. And because we are not, we are too weak to say something, to do something when it's the time to stop evil coming to our nation. How much do we talk with our Protestant brothers and sisters about faith or do things together? Are we welcomed to be in their churches when they know that we are Catholics? Or are they welcome to come to our gatherings, social events, ministries, or even for Eucharist? I don't think they feel too welcome. There is so much fear and disunity. And it's time to change it. Because if we want to become united, we will lose. And we are already losing because as a Christian, we are not united. So I would like to encourage you to pray and ask Holy Spirit for guidance, for courage and wisdom, to step out of our comfort zones and maybe start talk on the friendly base about our different ministries. Invite your friends, neighbors, co-workers to some Catholic events and maybe join something what they do and try to become more friends than competitors. Without unity, we will lose. And only Holy Spirit can give us this unity and open our hearts for that.